In the book of James, the second chapter, I'm going to be reading some scripture. In verse 8, James had said to them, "If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, 'Do not commit adultery,' said also, 'Do not kill.' Now if you commit no adultery, yet if you kill, you have become a transgressor of the law." So today I want to talk about the sin of partiality. James is bringing to a conclusion his argument that if Christians observe the law of love, they will be pleasing to God. But when they show partiality, they are committing sin. So why make so much of this matter of respect of persons? It's only a single offense, and it's surely not to be taken seriously. But James objects to this by pointing out that to break any part of the law is to break the whole law. What does James mean when he affirms that if man offend in one point, he is guilty of all? James certainly did not mean that breaking one commandment is as bad in its consequences as breaking all 10. Nor does he mean that the consequences of a minor failure are as serious as the results of flagrant sin. Some people would say that the theft of a penny was as bad as killing your parents. But James knew better. James taught that a man must love God with all of his heart. Any sin is evident that my love for God is something less than complete. Any sin is therefore as bad as another in the sense that it breaks my fellowship with God. If that sin is not forgiven and that fellowship is not restored, a person has severed his union with God. In this sense, a man is guilty of all. Keeping all the commandment is of no value in satisfying God as long as I reject His will for my life in some point. In this sense, a man is guilty of in breaking the whole law. A man cannot commit sin of willful despising another human being and be pleasing to God any more than he can violate the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill," and still remain in God's favor. Partiality is serious. James has said that if we show partiality, we are convinced of the law as a transgressor. James goes on to show how serious this transgression is. The same God who says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," commanded, "Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill." We cannot please God in this life if our conduct violates the golden rule. When we face the judgment day, the same rule will be in effect. Therefore, James exhorts, "So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty." The Christian is not under the law of Moses. Since Christ came, we are under the law of liberty. We are freed from the petty details of the old law. We shall be judged by the law of Christ. "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and all of thy soul and all of thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The law of Christ is both easier and harder than the law of Moses. It sweeps away all anxious questions as to the exact performance of each precept. If there be in you the true spirit of love to God and love to mankind, that is accepted as the real fulfillment of the law. In the light of these truths, one can only pray, Search me, O God, know my heart, try me, and see if there be any wicked way in me.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.